In a few hours, Dubai will be celebrating the new year 2024. Expect na ng karamihan ng tao ay nasa Dubai Mall. Sinasabayan ang countdown at sinusubaybayan ang fireworks. It's always expected na kapag kagat ng New Year, Dubai always puts up a grand display ng fireworks at saka light shows. The College Times intensifies the expectation by highlighting that it will, I quote, "It will be a symphony of light and sound as Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest tower, will light up Dubai sky at the stroke of midnight to usher 2024. It will be the brightest, the biggest, and most colorful firework show." End quote. Pwede na ako mag-announce, ano? mga announcements na ganyan. Sa ating mga taga-Dubai, hindi lang yung Burj Khalifa po na light show ang ine-expect natin mangyari pagkagat po ng 2024. We also expect a more fruitful, meaningful, successful, and happier 2024. Sa ating mga careers, sa ating mga businesses, relationships, health, ministry, and even leisure. And we try as much as we can to be assured that this happens. But how about sa growth in our relationship with God this year? Ano ang expectations mo? Do you have a relationship with God? Can one be assured that they have a relationship with God? Can anyone be assured that their sins are truly forgiven? Is there a place of confidence, secured assurance in your relationship with God? Saan ka madalas nagsastruggle? It's either one of the two. One, no assurance na may relationship ka sa Diyos. Or second, false assurance na ikaw ay may relationship sa Diyos. Ito po ang titignan po natin sa passage natin ngayong umaga na ito sa Hebrews chapter 10. I'd like to invite you to open your Bibles to that book or letter. As you go there, let me give a little background. Ang letter to the Hebrews ay tinatawag na sermonic letter or sermon letter, where the unknown author exhorts Jewish Christians sa isang church to listen to God's word, trust in the person and work of Jesus Christ, and persevere in the faith by fixing their eyes towards Jesus. This letter was composed as an exhortation to persevere. Sila ay dumaranas ng matinding persecution, hardship, paghihirap, and to add to that, meron mga false teachers who are urging them to go back sa mga religious practices and ceremonies na pinapractice nila before. That's why the author dedicated ang chapters 1 hanggang sa first part ng chapter 10 to its doctrinal content, kung tawagin. To remind them of the vast superiority of Jesus Christ over all, sa angels, kay Moses, the priesthood, the sacrificial system. He devoted yung chunk na yon to plea yung case na yon that Jesus is greater. Jesus is better. Ang second part naman is how to apply these wonderful doctrinal truths. At ang passage na titingnan po natin ngayong umaga ay summary ng lahat ng katotohanan natin ngayong lahat na nabanggit sa previous chapters. And at the same time, we will see how this applies to the local church. This is what I love about the book of Hebrews. Heavy on the doctrine, pero yung may section siya that talks about paano i-apply ito. Not just personally, but as a church. Ito po yung main idea natin ngayong umaga or main point. Jesus is greater, and that changes everything. Jesus is greater. And that changes your life, and that changes the life of the church. 2 points. Medyo deceitful yung points natin ngayon kasi meron mga sub-points. So hindi lang siya 2 points. Number one, the basis of the church's confidence before God. Long points ngayong umaga, verses 19 to 21. Number two, 3 encouragements for the church, verses 22 hanggang 25. Yung mga sub-points na to is this. God wants the church to draw near to Him, verse 22. God wants the church to hold on to the hope He has given, verse 23. And God wants the church to love one another, verses 24 hanggang 25. Ang prayer ko po sa atin ngayong umaga ay mas maunawaan natin ang person and in work ni Christ. At mas makita po natin how Christ is so much greater, so much superior than all things in this world can offer. And how the church is transformed because of this glorious truth. Let's jump in sa first point natin, number one. The basis of the church's confidence before God. Ang relationship po natin sa Diyos is based on the person and work of Jesus Christ. Who He is, what He has done, and what He has accomplished or finished on our behalf. Sabi sa verses 19 to 21 ng Hebrews, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus. Sa chapter 9, nabanggit po ang Jewish Day of Atonement. Ito ay isang ceremony na ang high priest ay papasok po sa isang special room na ang tawag po ay holiest place, or some would call it holy of holies, para mag-sacrifice po ng animal on behalf of the people for the forgiveness of sins. Ginagawa po niya ito once a year sa loob po ng isang special room with a symbol of where God is or matatagpuan yung kanyang presence. Hebrews 9 calls this a copy or a shadow of the heavenly presence of God. Walang ibang pwedeng pumasok sa room na ito except ang high priest. At wala din magbabalak pumasok dahil sa takot nilang mamatay. Dito ginaganap po ang atonement. So ano po ang ibig sabihin ng atonement? Atonement means covering over the people's sins through the means of animal sacrifice. Ang na-sacrifice na animal ay designed para ipakita sa lahat na ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan. And if that is the case, friends, then malaki po ang problema natin. All of us were created in the image of God and thus should image God's character and rule and live according to His will for His glory. Pero ang problema po, we choose and refuse to image Him and live according to His will. We chose to live for our own selves, and God's anger is aroused by sin. God's anger is righteous and holy. We talked about that last week sa ating Christmas carol, the wrath of God. And He will judge ang lahat na mga makakasalanan. At walang sacrifice, walang priest, walang kayang gawin ng tao in order to save themselves from their sin and against God's wrath. Ang good news ay sinabi ng author ng Hebrews na di na nila kailangan ng high priest na tao to mediate at mag-sacrifice ng animals on a special room once a year to experience the presence of God, to have a relationship of God. Di na na kailangan gawin yun. Anyone can enter into the most intimate relationship with God. They can have confident access to come into and fellowship with God and where He is to experience His special presence. At ang kailangan lang nila ay mag-depend sa sacrifice that God had provided. At anong offering yon? Look at verse 19. by the blood of Jesus. Friends, in God's mercy and kindness, He made a way for us to have a relationship with Him. He sent His Son Jesus into the world. Jesus' anointing, atoning work on our behalf, His perfect life, His death on the cross for our sins, and resurrection has restored our relationship with God. God has done it all through His Son. So there is now salvation and forgiveness to those who repent from their sins. Talikuran ang kanilang kasalanan at iligay ang kanilang pananampalataya kay Kristo bilang Diyos at tagapagligtas. At sabi sa verse 20, this is a good thing because by the new and living way that He opened for us through the curtain, that is through His flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God. Through the new and living way. This means a new covenant, one with full and final forgiveness at living way because Christ was raised from the dead, and He always lived forever to represent us, to intercede for us. In short, ang sinasabi niya, anyone can come into the presence of God not through a curtain gaya ng ginagawa ng mga high priest once a year, papunta sa Holy of Holies. You now come to God through the flesh of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, when Christ had finished His work on the cross, yung malaking curtain na ito was ripped in two, na sa gitna po, napunit, as an image na hindi na kailangan yung ganitong klaseng mga sacrifices. Friends, in order for our sins to be forgiven and to have relationship with God, we do not need to offer sacrifices. So, anong ibig sabihin nito, Pastor? Ang ibig sabihin po nito, hindi na po natin kailangan mangumpisal sa isang minister at manalangin ng ilang beses para mapatawad ang ating kasalanan. Ang ibig sabihin po nito, hindi na natin kailangan latiguhin ang ating likod at magpapako sa krus sa isang bundok sa mahal na araw. Hindi na po kasi, one, that is an insult to the work of Christ on the cross, and second, that is not sufficient, but because Christ has finished the work for us. This is grace. This is a gift. Jesus has offered a once-for-all sacrifice for our sins. Hindi kagaya ng mga high priests, they need to do that every year. The blood of bulls and goats cannot cleanse sin, but the blood of Christ. Because of the blood of Christ on the cross, the Son of God says, Telestai, paid in full. He has already provided all the sacrifices that we need. Years ago, nung ako'y nagpapastor pa sa Pilipinas, I was invited to a Christmas party that was held inside some mall na kung saan nag-rent sila ng isang room. A member of ours, birthday yung kanyang anak niya, so I was sitting there and waiting for my time na magbigay ng exhortation. So there were two gentlemen, gay men, nakatabi ako, who spoke with me. And they shared a lot of their stories and humors and basta, it was fun. I get to know a lot of them. So part ng ginagawa ko back then is I try not to introduce myself as a pastor. And here's one of the reasons, and I know I shared this story already before, for me to engage them without filters. Kasi may tendency nila to talk and to act na maayos kapag they know they're facing a minister. So it was unfiltered, and I had opportunities to talk about God. And then, nalaman na lang nila na pastor ako, nung tinawag na ako ng member, Pastor, ikaw na! Sabi na, ay! Hindi mo sinabi, pastor ka. Hindi ka nagtanong. But all of a sudden, their tone changed. Their conversation started to become mellow and nice. And then part of the question they asked me is this. Di ba God accepts all people? Di ba? Well, of course, I ask, what do you mean when the word accept? It was a good conversation, mahaba. Pero I sense that these men fear rejection. I also sense that these men fear the rejection of God. Friends, does this describe you today? Are you afraid that God will reject you? The author of Hebrews said that anyone can come to God as long as you turn from your sins and turn to Jesus and believe his finished work on the cross for salvation. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Praise God for that. Jesus is our high priest, ministering for us, advocating for us, praying for us. And so we do not need to fear rejection from him. God will never reject his children as long as he is the high priest. And that is such assurance that we can take. Our right standing before God ay walang kinalaman sa mga mabubuti nating ginagawa o gagawin, but on everything Christ has done. Salvation is all God. Salvation is based entirely on God in Christ. Kaya meron tayong confidence and rest in Him. So does this describe you, friends? Are you confident sa relationship mo with God? Have you had a real experiential encounter with God through His Word and through His Spirit? I'm not talking about visible, audible voices. I'm talking about, have you really had a transformed life as a result of responding to the gospel of Christ? Maybe you grew up in church, and because you know a lot of things, you somehow equate that as Christian. Pero totoo niyan, head knowledge and understanding of church tradition cannot save. It is a means towards pointing you to the ultimate Savior, Jesus Christ. So I urge you, once again, to turn from your sins. Don't bank on your righteousness. Turn away from that. That's insufficient. And that's arousing anger and God's anger, and turn to Christ for salvation. Itong encounter with God through Christ should transform our lives. It should transform the life of this church. So we will look at that sa mga remaining time natin together, three areas that we should see, three areas that should change the way we view these three things. And these three also, ang masasabi natin ang tatlong encouragement na ibibigay sa atin ng remaining verses. We can sum it up to faith, hope, and love. Alright? Ito yung tinatawag sa verses 22 to 25 ng iba na great lettuce patch. Alam niyo yung lettuce? Ano yung lettuce sa Tagalog? Kalabasa. Ito raw yung great lettuce patch. Bakit sinabi ko yun? Because tatlong letas. Ay, di ba kalabasa yun? Eh, wala kasi nagko-correct. Bakit, ano yun? Ha? Ay, malalim. Hindi ko nasasabihin. Kalabasa. Salamat, kapatid. Now, kailangan ko kayo. Nakikita nyo ba yun? We need each other. Paano pa sa mga serious things, no? We need each other. Okay, thank you so much for that. Thank you for being gracious. Tatlong let us, kaya letus. Verse 22, let us draw near. Verse 23, let us uphold fast. And verses 24 to 25, let us consider. Dito nakabase ang tatlong encouragement natin as a church ngayong umaga. Number one, on top, of course, yung basis is yung gospel of Jesus Christ na binanggit natin kanina. Three encouragements for the church. Number one, God wants the church to draw near to Him. God wants the church to draw near to Him. Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Draw near to God. Yung balam, if you are a Jewish living in this time at narinig mo yun, draw near to God, radical po yun. Actually, nakakatakot po yun. Bakit po? Kung naalala po ninyo sa Exodus chapter 19, the children of Israel ay nasa paaan ng Mount Sinai. Ano ang context nito? Kakakapalaya pa lang sila. God set them free from the slavery of Egypt. They have crossed the Reed or Red Sea, and then they crossed the wilderness, and now they find themselves at the foot of Mount Sinai. For what purpose? Well, a couple of them. One is to worship the Lord. Kasi di ba yun? Let my people go so I can worship. And yun yun. Second, to receive the law, which is yung Ten Commandments. Now, pansinin nyo ang sinabi ng Diyos kay Moses para sabihin sa mga Israelites. Okay? Exodus 19:12. You can write this out down. Set limits for the people all around, which is all around the foot of the mountain, saying, take care not to go up into the mountain or touch the edge of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall be put to death. In short, ang sinasabi ng Diyos, come worship me, but don't draw near to me. Kasi you will die. You cannot take my holiness. Takot ang mga tao lumapit sa Diyos. If they do, they die. Ngunit ang sinasabi naman ng author ni Hebrews, draw near to God. So medyo nakakatakot yun ah. Of course, if you're a Jewish reader. Again, they are Christian Jews. Jewish Christians. Hebrews chapter 22, pwede na silang lumapit sa Panginoon dahil sa finished work of Christ's cross. God wants us to draw near to Him in full assurance with full confidence. Dati wag, ngayon lumapit kayo because of Christ. Okay? Bakit? Dahil sabi sa Hebrews chapter 10, a few verses back, 4 to 5, the blood of bulls and goats cannot forgive sins. But Jesus' blood has. God is calling us to draw near to Him with full assurance. So brothers and sisters, you have to draw near. You and I have to draw near to God. For those of you who are not Christians, you can come near to God through His Son Jesus as you repent and put your faith in Christ. Alam ko na karamihan sa atin, maaaring nagsastruggle sa idea na ito. Just like probably the early Christians. Sa original recipients ng book na ito. Struggle to believe that mahal ka ng Diyos. Struggle to believe na binayaran na ng Diyos at pinatawad ka na niya sa lahat ng nagawa mong kasalanan. Struggle to believe that God has lavished you with His love. Maybe some of us who are, nung inimbita kayo dito ng mga kaibigan o kamag-anak o kaopisinahan mo, you struggle to come to church. And maybe, just maybe, in a humorous way, sinasabi mo, or maybe nasabi mo, na ayoko magsimba. Baka masunog ako doon. Kasi alam natin inwardly, we are corrupted. We have failed people many times. We have failed ourselves many times. We have done or maybe are doing things na hindi tama. That is why we hesitate to draw near. to God. We struggle with this invitation to draw near to God, and so what do? We distance ourselves from God and from His people. We distance ourselves, thinking we don't deserve this love, thinking that we don't deserve this kindness and mercy ng Panginoon, or hindi ako karapat dapat tulungan, hindi ako karapat dapat patawarin. Pero ang sinabi ng author ng Hebrews, because of what Jesus has done on the cross, God wants you to draw near. This is an invitation. In fact, you need to draw near for your soul's sake. Draw near to God nang walang kahipokritohan at pagkukunwari. Yun po yung sinabi niya dyan, draw near to God with true heart and in full assurance of faith. True heart there also means sincere heart. Genuine heart. Genuine reliance sa paglapit. Pero pastor, paano kung mabigat yung kasalanan? I end up doing one thing, tapos babalikan ko. Papagingin tawa, tapos babalikan ko. And pastor, pagod na ako. What then? Verse 22, basahin natin. With our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Itong passage na to echoes Exodus 24 sa Old Testament. Yung ceremonial sprinkling ng animal blood to the people of Israel, ginawa po yun ni Moses. It is a covenant ritual na pinapakita na these were God's people chosen, set apart for God's purposes. Mga kapatid, that's the blood of animals. We have been sprinkled by a much glorious blood, a much precious blood, the blood of the Lamb of God. Kaya kapag tayo ay nagkasala, we draw near to God. We go back to Him. Seek His grace. Preach the gospel to ourselves. Pastor, hindi ko mapatawad aking sarili. Well, ang mas importante po na sabihin natin, maintindihan natin is pinatawad ka ng Diyos. Yan yung klaseng kapatawaran na magbibigay ng kapayapaan, magbibigay ng kasiguraduhan. Yan yung klaseng kapatawaran na magliligtas, hindi yung kapatawaran mo sa sarili mo. You have to anchor your hope, your faith, your joy, your peace, your assurance sa Panginoon. We must remind ourselves of the person and work of Christ. The blood of Christ cleansed again and again from this evil conscience na meron tayo. It is because of this truth also, si Pastor James led us kanina sa prayer of confession. For he meditates on Scripture and confesses on behalf of us. We praise to ask forgiveness, and we do this every Sunday. Friends, you get to do what Israel could not do. Hindi nagawa ng Israel to ng time ni Moses. And what is that? To draw near to God in the atoning work of Jesus Christ. That is one encouragement sa crossroads ngayong umaga. How long have you been distancing yourself from God? How long have you been distancing yourself with God's people? You cannot divorce that. God and His people, lagi magkasama yan. God wants the church to draw near to Him. Second subpoint, God wants the church to hold on to the hope He has given us. Verse 23, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. Yung ibang mga church members ng first readers ng Hebrews ay may pinagdadaanan na kabigatan. Yung iba sa kanila nakakulong, yung iba sa kanila ay kinumpiska yung kanilang mga properties kasi ina-associate sila sa mga nakakulong who has been walking in faith. In short, they've been persecuted. They're going through suffering dahil sa kanilang pananampalataya kay Kristo. At dahil sila ay humaharap sa matinding persecution and hardships, sinundan pa ito ng mga false teachers who were tempting them to turn their backs away from Christ and back to Judaism. And the author of Hebrews is saying, don't do it. Huwag kang tumalikod. Huwag kang lumayo. Don't waver. Huwag kang mag-alinlangan. Don't turn your back on Christ. Instead, hold fast. Hold fast to the confession of our hope. To hold fast means to hold tightly. Hold fast. Hold tightly. Walang bitawan. Don't waver. Don't turn your back. So, to hold fast means to hold tightly ng mahig, or mahigpit na pagkakahawak. Confession is what we believe and profess. We believe the gospel, we profess, proclaim the gospel of Christ. At ang hope naman po dito ay yung content ng ating confession. Alright? Now, hindi po ito yung hope na parang nagwi-wish lang tayo na sana, na parang walang kasiguraduhan. Hindi po yun yung hope. Ganun ang paggamit ng salitang hope sa mundo ngayon eh. Now, sa tingin mo ba eh makakahanap ka ng trabaho dito sa Dubai bago mapaso yung iyong visa? I hope so. Parang bang walang kasiguraduhan. Hindi po yun yung hope ng isang Kristiyano. Hindi po yung hope na sinasabi na rito. Ang Christian hope ay my certainty. The Christian hope is certainty. It is the hope of the promise of eternal joy when Christ returns. That is the hope ng isang Christian. That's why the author of Hebrews wants them and wants us to hold on to the hope that he has given us and trust his promises, trusting the Lord. The idea is to hold on to God and to believe his promises with consistency. Consistency, hindi ho parang weather lang tayo mag-hope. Consistency. Don't stop believing. Keep trusting God. Continue to trust God. Don't give up. Hold on. Of course, when we hindi nangangahulugan dito, kapag tayo po ay nahulog sa kasalanan, mawawala yung ating kaligtasan. Once who is saved by the Lord, by grace, He will continue to save him till the end. So, the point is, don't give up. Yun yung pinaka-message ng point number two na to, sub-point. Don't stop believing those promises. I don't know kung anong pinagdadaanan ninyo ngayong umaga. Sa season ng life ninyo mag-asawa. Parenting season. Or season just of life. Or work. Or ng mga anak. If whatever circumstances you're in right now, challenges, discouragement, and I'm telling you, the first thing na papasok sa isip mo is to give up on the Lord. There are temptations. Kapag tayo ay nasa hardship or trials, there are temptations to turn our backs on the Lord. Maybe we don't say it verbally, maybe we don't look like it, pero yung posture ng ating heart says so. Says likewise. Are you willing to give in to a compromising deal na inoffer sa'yo? Are you about to cheat on school sa mga darating na projects or exams? What is it in your heart right now? What is in your situation right now na natetempt kayong talikuran ang Panginoon? And the encouragement ng Hebrew writer is this, don't let go. Ang beauty lang nito that Christ never really let us go. He always holds us fast, kagaya ng kinanta natin kanina. But this is God's sovereignty and human responsibility. You have a part to continue to press on with the faith. At ano ang reason bakit kailangan tayo magpatuloy amidst discouragement, amidst temptation, amidst heartaches, amidst health issues? Here's the promise. Because God is faithful. God is faithful to fulfill His promises. Mga kaibigan, saan nakaangkla ang iyong pag-asa? kung nakaangkla ang pag-asa mo sa mga temporal na bagay sa mundo, you will be disappointed and you will be despair. Dahil hindi ito tatagal. Mawawala po ito. Mabubulok, masisira, mapagsasawaan, mamamatay, iiwan tayo, mauubos, mananakaw. Yun lang kinain nyo at in-enjoy ninyong pagkain nung Noche Buena, hindi nagtatagal. And if there are things that are good in this world don't really last, if you cling to that, anchor your hope in that, you are in danger. Hindi nangangahulugan na ang Christian hope ay exempted sa lahat ng mga paghihirap or pain and sadness sa mundo. We will face those. But what it does say is yung hope na ito, it holds up an unshakable promise that there is a better world to come. Our true hope is with Christ, not in this world. And if that is the case, dapat ganun din ang ating joy. A world where there will be no more mourning. Yan yung inaabangan natin. No more crying. No more up sa mga doktor. No more doctor's appointments. No more pain. No more discouragement. No more death. No more sin. People will not hurt you by their sins anymore. Your sin will never hurt anyone anymore. That's the hope, the paradise, the heaven that we look forward to in the presence of God. We long for that day to meet Christ face to face. So this means, now when we cannot trust anyone else, when we cannot understand yung pangyayari sa ating buhay, we can still trust God's word. Because God is a promise-keeping God. Marami na ho sa Bible na promises ng Panginoon ang natupad na. Meron pa mga itutupad pa lamang. That is why we encourage you na nakalagay ho sa bulletin ninyo a Bible reading plan. Saturate yourselves with God's word. Divulge on it. Let it meditate on it day and night. Hold on to the promises of God. We are people who stand on the promises of God, our Lord, our King. Mga kaibigan, are you holding fast to the confession of your hope? Are you professing your hope in Christ, the gospel, publicly? Are you doing that? Pero pastor, mahirap dito mag-share. Alam niyo po yon. Baka kulong ka, baka mawalan ka ng trabaho, baka magka-problema mga relationships na kung saan iniingat-ingatan natin. Tsaka nakakahiya. Ba't natin gagawin yan? Friends, are you loving your job more than you're loving Christ? Are you loving yourself more than you're loving Christ? Are you more concerned about the honor of your name rather than the honor of Christ's name? Are you prioritizing relationships more than your true love relationship with Jesus? Friends, let us hold fast to our confession without wavering. Continue to trust God. If you're about to give up right now, then you're in the best place to be right now. Because this is a reminder. This is an encouragement. This is encouragement number two coming from the Lord. Hold fast. Magpatuloy ka. You have no idea what comfort I derive from that. Magpatuloy ka. I hear that most of the time na pinayo sa akin yan ng isang matandang pastor sa Pilipinas. When things are going really dark and I don't know what to do, sabi ng seasoned pastor na ito sa akin. Oras na kausap ko siya, yun lang sinabi niya sa akin, kapatid, he read scripture, and he said, kapatid, magpatuloy ka. This morning, friends, look at scripture, magpatuloy kayo. Hold on to that promise, because this is a God who will fulfill His promise. God wants the church to draw near to Him. God wants the church to hold on to the hope He has given. Lastly, God wants the church to love one another. Here's another encouragement sa atin. Ang first two encouragements have to do with drawing near to God and continuing to trust Him and His promises. Ang pangatlo naman po, pangatlong encouragement naman, has to do how we relate to one another. Verses 24 to 25. And let us consider how it stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as it is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Sinamarize ni Jesus Christ ang Ten Commandments into two. Matatagpuan ito sa Mark 12, 30 to 31. Love God and love others. At ito po ang ginawa at sinasabi ng author ng Hebrews sa verses na ito. Because of Jesus, because of who Jesus is and what He has done on the cross, He's saying, I want you to intentionally spur one another to love and good deeds. At paano natin ma-exercise ito? By being part of and regularly gathering in the local church. Malinaw po yan. Isa sa mga maling paniniwala ng karamihan ng mga Christians ay ang kaya nila magpatuloy sa Christian life nang sila lang mag-isa. That is a false assumption. They even believe na mas lalago ako kapag ako lang ang mag-isa. And you know, you heard me say this, Jesus and me, kami lang dalawa ni Lord. I mean, that's a wonderful thing in time of personal devotion. But the Christian life is never really mag-isa. We are saved for a community, and that is the local church. The truth is, at least in this side of heaven, the truth is we need each other. We need brothers and sisters to encourage us and remind us to keep on believing and trusting Christ in our lives. Kailangan natin ang bawat isa for growth and perseverance. In fact, itong letter na ito is about an encouragement, an exhortation to persevere in the faith as a church. Yan yung sinasabi ng buong letter na ito. We need people who will deliberately give us encouragements and reprimands. Kailangan po natin yon. And the regular means that God uses that ay ang weekly gathering ng local church. Where we hear God's word preached, where we sing God's word, where we pray God's word, where we read God's word, where we see the gospel through the ordinances of baptism and the Lord's Supper, which we will do after this sermon. God creates and sustains life through His Word. We are people of the Word. So kailangan po natin ng faithful, consistent exposition ng preaching ng God's Word in our lives. A soul not consistently being nurtured by faithful preaching is at risk of eventually of going astray and being vulnerable sa mga attacks or wiles ng kaaway. By gathering with brothers and sisters in Christ, we're making it possible for each other to obey God's command to love and encourage one another. This is a command for the church. If you come to church, you are helping us fulfill this command. If you don't, not only have you disobeyed this, but you're not helping the church. But the author still urged them to gather. Alam niyo po ba na just being in church and sitting on that seat already is ministering to a brother and sister? Na nakikita na nandiyan kayo? Don't you know that you're consistent na pag-attend ng church, pag-upo, dyan sa madalas mong upuan, communicates perseverance and faithfulness that people will say, gusto ko maging katulad niya. You have no idea how much that can bring, how the Lord can bring that in ministering to people. So, during yung time na ito na sinulat ng ang Hebrews, hindi na halos yung iba nag-church. Okay? E ano pong reason? It's because of fear of persecution. Again, if you see a command in the Bible, a command may tendency na kung saan ginagawa nila yung opposite. That's why may command. Alright? So, the author still urges them, kahit amidst of persecution, still go to church. Find strength and encouragement and serve one another. Sa panahon natin ngayon, ang reasons kung bakit hindi nag-church ay iba. Of course, there is potential for persecution in closed countries. Pero sa mga churches, mostly, reasons kung bakit hindi nakapunta ng church ang tao, it's because of convenience. Another thing is busyness. Another thing is preference. And sadly, meron tinatawag na consumer mentality. Ay, walang kape. Ay, ano ba yan? Parang anlayo. Wala bang kahit crackers man lang? Ay, nandyan ho yung restaurant sa mga baba ko. Ayun yung consumer mentality. Ano ba yan? Hindi ako nakamayan ni Pastor. Lagi na lang. Oh, if that's you, I'm sorry. Okay. Make sure nakamayan mo ako mamaya. But there's a tendency not to look for preferences. At kapag hindi ito nag-fit sa ating kagustuhan, ano ba yung music? Gusto ko mabilis. Ano ba yung music? Gusto ko yung mabagal. Ano ba yan? Ang dilim. Ano ba yan? Ang liwanag. And hindi ho matatapos yan. Pero if that is you, friends, I'd like to call you out. Especially if you're committed to this church in membership. Alright? Two things na nako-communicate ng consumer mentality. One, kayabangan. Tagalugin ko ha, para mas may tusok. Bakit kayabangan? Kasi you're saying, hindi ko kailangan ng church. Pangalawa, makasarili. Bakit makasarili? It's because sinasabi mo, the church doesn't need me. Ay, pupunta na naman dyan ako. Baka ako na naman ang gawin ko. Huwag nga mapagawa sa akin. So, these are really wrong postures ng hearts. Mga kaibigan, ang focus mo ba sa church is what the church can do for you? Or what you can do for the church? And again, Jesus Christ is the ultimate example and motivation natin. Christ came to this world not to be served, but to serve. And the Lord Jesus Christ saved us so well that He gave His life on the cross to redeem us. Drawing near, holding fast, loving one another ay mga resulta of what Jesus has done for us in the gospel. He is transforming lives because of the gospel. Ito ang gusto ng author ng Hebrews makita, maunawaan at paniwalaan natin ngayong araw. And He wants it to impact the life ng Crossroads and life natin for the glory of His Son, Jesus. Jesus is greater, mga kaibigan. And that changes everything. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your word. Grant, Lord, that it would not simply be spoken, but by Your grace be lived and experienced in this community. We ask this in Your precious name of Your Son, Jesus. Amen.